Good morning. A volatile session for US markets. The Dow Jones was up by as much as 0.75% at one stage, but certainly faded and in the last hour and a half of trade. We had the Dow Jones down 26 points or 0.1%. The S&P 500 was flat and the NASDAQ continues to outperform its peers, managing to lift 0.1%. Now, keep in mind, this is the first fall for the Dow in five trading sessions. But what seemed to really make the difference this morning was a report from Bloomberg that China's pushing back against US trade demand. So the market fell very sharply around the time of this report. This is some US officials worried. China wants more assurances that tariffs will be lifted if they do end up reaching a trade deal. Another thing perhaps keeping markets on edge is that the two-day Fed meeting has kicked off. It's going to wrap up tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, where we're likely to hear from the Fed that it's going to keep interest rates on hold. What will be more important perhaps is what the projections are for interest rate hikes moving forward. Now, the Fed in recent months has become more patient in its stance on interest rate hikes, and that's a reason why US shares have improved about 11% in 2.5 months. Now, commodity prices were mixed last night. Gold managed to lift, but iron ore prices and oil took a bit of a hit, as did most of the major miners across the UK market last night. Boeing managed to lift a touch last night. Intel also doing okay, and this seemed to be after Apple launched its refreshed its iMac for the first time in a couple of years. It's going to be using Intel chips. In the losers column, Revlon was down 10%. The cosmetics brand released some sluggish sales numbers. Walt Disney, though, was the worst performer. It fell 2.5%, but it has wrapped up its $71 billion purchase of 21st Century Fox, which it announced around a year and a half ago. Now, this means it's going to have control of the movies business, X-Men, The Simpsons, Modern Family as well. Fox Corp is going to be a standalone company on the market, though, with a code of FOXA, and it's going to be controlling the broadcasting, news and sports side of the operations. Lyft, the US ride-sharing business, announced the details of its IPO yesterday and is already oversubscribed. It was aiming to raise about $2 billion, has a market a value of around $20 to $25 billion. This, of course, is ahead of the float of the much larger Uber, which is expected to make its debut at some stage this year. Now, the Aussie market today is set for a better start. SPY futures up 10 points or 0.1%, but to be honest, it hasn't really meant much in recent days. The market has kicked off the day higher, but generally has faded in the afternoon. So that's something to watch. It is a sign that investors aren't overly enthusiastic with their buying at the moment, and the market in March has largely come to a bit of a standstill after lifting by about 10% over the first 2 months of the year. One reason perhaps is that we are getting closer to August 2018 highs, but we're only about 3% away from hitting 11-year highs. There's no major data to really move the needle today, but there is a speech by an RBA official. The Aussie dollar is weaker at 70.8 US.